Hello there, Dushyant Gill here with the Azure AD team. Having a good access control strategy is very important for a successful cloud adoption. I heard this cautionary tale recently from a director of IT of a large organization. His company, a couple of years back, allowed business unit heads, department owners, to go purchase whatever infrastructure as a service, platform as a service that made sense for their teams without any central IT governance. Eventually, they were in a place where they were paying $2 million every month to this large cloud provider. Yet they had no idea of what company infrastructure was running in the cloud. They had no idea of what corporate data or customer data was on that infrastructure. And they had no idea of who had access to that infrastructure. So they brought in this director of IT's team and they performed an audit of all of these cloud provider accounts that were associated with their corporate credit cards. They went on to discover the VMs and the cloud resources in them. They still haven't figured out what data or services these VMs are running. But they did realize that people who'd already left their organization still had access to over 50% of cloud resources. Most of the large organizations I've worked with that are considering adopting public cloud to extend their infrastructure, they have two concerns that are top of their mind. One, how to ensure that when people leave their organization, they automatically lose access to the company's resources in the cloud. Two, how to set up a model where they can balance self-service management with central governance. A common requirement is where there are various teams in the organization that are developing, building, and running cloud services, and they want those teams to be able to come in and self-manage VMs and storage for their own service, yet restrict them to join those VMs only to networks that are managed centrally by the IT team. Azure Active Directory and Azure Roles-Based Access Control make it easy for you to accomplish these goals. Azure AD plays a central role in access management for Azure. Every subscription of Azure is homed to one and only one Azure Active Directory, and only the identities from this directory can manage resources in the Azure subscription, no matter whether they're using the Azure Management Portals or command line tools, PowerShell, or even directly accessing the service management APIs. Only the users, groups, and application identities from this directory can be granted access to manage resources in the Azure subscription. The connection between a subscription and the Azure AD automatically gets created when the subscription is born. What I mean by that is, if an employee of this organization uses their work account, not their personal Microsoft account, not their Live ID account, if they use their work account to sign up for an Azure subscription or an Azure account, it automatically gets connected to the organization's Azure AD for single sign-on and access management using existing corporate identities. Now, if your organization is using Active Directory on-premises to master corporate identities, which is the case with most of our large and medium-sized customers, Azure AD makes it easy for you to extend your on-premises AD to the cloud, extend the identities from on-premises AD to the cloud, and manage access using those identities to your cloud services. In this case, you can manage access to Azure subscriptions and Azure resources leveraging users and groups from your on-premises AD. Azure AD B2B, business to business, makes it easy for your organization to collaborate with partner companies, bring in identities from their directories, and grant access to these partner identities to manage your Azure cloud without having to manage the lifecycle of these partner identities, without having to manage the credentials, passwords, etc. for those partner identities. Access to Azure resources is managed using the roles-based access control feature of Azure. It's as simple as assigning the appropriate RBAC role to these identities at the right place in the Azure resource hierarchy. What I mean by that is, if you want to grant access to the entire Azure subscription, you would assign the appropriate RBAC role to one of these identities at the subscription scope. Whereas if you want to grant access only to a resource group within a subscription that might represent a project that they're working on, then you would assign the appropriate RBAC role to them at the resource group scope. You can even manage access at individual resource level in Azure, so you can grant access only to a specific VM or a subnet or a storage account by assigning roles at the resource scope. The role that you assign, the RBAC role that you assign, dictates what types of resources they are allowed to manage in that scope. So Azure role-based access control allows you to segregate duties between people who can manage a network versus people who can manage storage versus people who can manage virtual machines, web, SQL, etc. within those scopes. All of these RBAC policies are stored in Azure AD and enforced centrally in service management APIs. So no matter what portals, what tools, what apps are being used to manage your Azure resources, the policies that you lay down are consistently enforced. I hope this overview will get you started in designing the right access model for your Azure cloud. In the next video, we will walk through a scenario that I frequently encounter. We'll use Azure RBAC to configure an access model where the central IT team is responsible for managing Azure subscriptions and networks, and they're onboarding cloud projects from across their organization and allowing the project owners to self-manage virtual machines and storage that are required for those projects, but only allow them to join those virtual machines to these networks that are managed by the central IT team. All right, see you there.